It's 4 hours Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Ray Kugel reporting. Iran reportedly hit by Russian cruise missiles. U.S. officials say that 4 Russian cruise missiles crashed in Iran, falling short of their targets in Syria. There's no information on damage. The Russian Defense Ministry denies that any missiles went awry and that all fired from ships did indeed find their targets. Russia on Wednesday ramped up its air campaign in Syria for the first time, launching cruise missiles from the Caspian Sea. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg calls Russia's military actions troubling.
We will assess the latest developments and the implications for the security of the alliance.
The leading contender to become Speaker of the Republican-led U.S. House of Representatives unexpectedly dropped out of the race Thursday. California Congressman Kevin McCarthy had been seeking to replace House Speaker John Boehner ahead of Boehner's retirement at the end of October. McCarthy's path to the Speaker's office was made more difficult when 2 other congressmen, Jason Chaffetz of Utah and Daniel Webster of Florida, announced their candidacies. John Boehner announced his resignation last month after a 25-year career in the House, the last 5 years as Speaker. United Nations envoy for Libya, Bernardino León, announced agreement on a new unity government for the divided nation, possibly ending 4 years of political turmoil. A member of the Tripoli-based parliament, Fayez Sarraj, was named prime minister. He will have 3 deputies. A total of 6 ministers will make up a presidential council. Rival parliaments in Tripoli and in the east must approve the unity government. And Rwanda's Supreme Court cleared the way for President Paul Kagame to run for a 3rd 7-year term. His term expires in 2017. This is VOA News.